We're going to talk now, though, about Sinn Féin's proposal in their submission to the Commission on Taxation and Social Welfare for people on job seekers' allowance to be given a €50 increase up to €258 per week. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Paddy Cavan of St. Vincent de Paul, Tralee in West Kerry area, present with St. Vincent de Paul indeed. Paddy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
What do you make of this proposal by Sinn Féin? You could call it maybe auction politics, or do you think it's a genuine attempt to try and address a problem for people?
Well, you know, the society had submitted a budget proposal for this year, and they've asked the government to increase it by at least €20 for all social welfare rates. But, you know, the society were also mentioning that, you know, looking at the cost of living for everybody, there is a weekly gap on social welfare rates of €49, a weekly gap of actual living. So, you know, this increase would make a big difference, you know, in people's lives when it comes to this. You know, everybody is feeling the squeeze when it comes to the petrol pumps, the childcare, all those bits and pieces. But, you know, we're coming across a lot of situations of people not being able to put food on the table. And we're seeing it a lot more now than we used to before.
Your call was for across all social welfare. This is specifically to do with job seekers that Sinn Féin are talking about here. So in terms of how you pay for one, how you pay for the other, that's a factor. But you think, is €20 maybe a more realistic ask, do you think?
Well, the society is asking for €20. I think it's more likely what the government might look at this year. It still won't cover, you know, the needs that are there. You know, the basic cost of living, you would want to be looking at, you know, €49 at €50 a week increase across the board. That's not likely to happen with the government. We'd at least like it to see to be increased by €20 across, you know, that includes all the other payments. And that would only be a dent. And there's other areas that the society was talking about as well, an increase in the fuel allowance by at least €15 a week, and expand it to 32 weeks of the year. You know, and the reason the society are saying that is that last year, just as an example, nationally it received 191,000 requests for help. And, you know, we're a voluntary organisation run by volunteers. We've limited staff. We give out to the tune of €14.6 million euro worth of food assistance to people, which is phenomenal. So, you know, for us, we're kind of saying, absolutely, we'd love to see, you know, €50 increase for job seekers allowance. But, you know, across all social welfare rates, they need to be increased by at least €20. You know, they got people that are on disability allowance that are struggling with that. We've come across cases of people who can't pay the prescription charge and that they're going back to the pharmacist and saying, can you take this out? Can you take that out? There's a load of other targeted measures as well that need to be looked at.
And you want all that done. What do you say then, Paddy, though, to the fact that employers are finding it hard to hire people? You know, many, if not most, would they not be able to match such a rise in a welfare payment? It would be a further disincentive to work at a time of full employment and a time of staff shortages, labour shortages across the board.
Well, a lot of people would say that there is a huge staff shortage. One of the reasons, why is there a staff shortage? One of the areas that, you know, the research has been done is the cost of living, and they're saying that at least €12.90 an hour based on a full-time wage is what's needed to meet your basic minimum requirements. And a lot, not all the jobs, but a lot of the jobs that they're struggling to fill, they're based on the current minimum wage, and that's not sustainable.
And you feel you're in the trap then of the working poor?
You're in the trap of the working poor, and that's, unfortunately, that is something that we're seeing a lot more of, seeing families that are on the basic minimum wage, they're working, they're trying their best, and they're getting caught in the middle. So we'd like to see more incentives as well to help them. Like an example, increase the threshold with the fuel allowance that for low working income families that they'd be able to access that, that there'd be a general discretionary fund there that's very available for anybody that is struggling with certain costs. targeted measures like that we'd love to see.
Yeah, no, but if you go across the board in terms of all social welfare, is that not too broad in terms of the amount it would cost the Exchequer, Paddy, that it should be more targeted than that in saying, well, this particular group of people are particularly affected, let's say we'll call it the fuel allowance for what's perhaps coming in the winter, we'll concentrate on that, but we can't give everyone everything, or can't give everyone an increase across the board?
Well, the 50 euro proposal that is there by Sinn Féin, that would meet the basic living requirements at the moment. So anything less than that still doesn't meet it. At the end of the day, the society wants to see, you know, poverty costs the country an awful lot more. It leads to decline in health. It leads to social issues. It leads to a whole lot of other problems. The only way out of poverty is through education. The only way out of poverty is that people have food on their table. We would greatly welcome an increase of 50 euro for job seekers, but we'd like to see a targeted approach with everybody that are on low income, and that there's support there for everybody in low income. And one of the things the society have said is at least an increase of 20 euro on all social welfare rates, and then targeted approaches to fuel allowance, to the likes of the prescription charges,
and other allowances that make the difference for people. Okay, Paddy, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Tralee and West Kerry area president, St Vincent de Paul, Paddy Cavan, with me on the line. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us in the programme. Listener gets in touch this morning. Jerry, I read an article on Mail on Sunday about the Centre of Excellence in Currans and the problems they're having with the soil and their pitches and the senior teams not being able to train there for months. A state-of-the-art centre that cost over 8 million. Please discuss from Richard. Well, I did mention it already in the programme, Richard, that we have contacted the Kerry County Board for a statement on it. Now, their statement to the story, as I've said that this is normal maintenance work and that one of the pitches needed more maintenance than others. They haven't directly addressed the claim in the article from a report that was done for the GAA itself, that the wrong type of sand was used, and that it suggests perhaps maybe a source suggesting it's going to cost up to 600,000 euro to fix the particular problem. There definitely are questions to answer on it, and hopefully we will hear from the county board. But they're saying this isn't a major issue. They're saying the sand that was used was approved and met all the standards. But how do you get this report then that it's going to cost 600,000 euro and a special report, first of all, had to be carried out into issues with the pitches if it's normal maintenance? Something doesn't add up in terms of the answers given by the GAA, and I'd love to hear more in relation to it, but we've asked for a statement, and if they want to talk to us about it, we're free to give the Mayor time to talk and explain exactly what is going on in Currans and what has happened there. If you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the programme. Caller gets in touch in the health service, has been living with pain in her hand for 4.5 years. She's received a letter saying she'll be called definitely for an assessment. That was 6 months ago. Nothing has happened since. She's living in pain with it daily. Cannot lift the saucepan. It is so sore.